At least 6 bombs exploded in markets near a Hindu temple in Jaipur's crowded walled city, just as many people took to the streets after a sweltering day. 150 people were also wounded in the deadliest bomb attacks in India in nearly 2 years. No group has claimed responsibility for the attacks, but India has previously blamed Pakistan-based Islamist militants fighting to end New Delhi's rule of Kashmir for such bombings. Nanda Gopal Rajan, assistant editor at the Indian Express newspaper, says terrorists have struck at a major tourism center.
It's actually opening a new frontier for terror because Rajasthan till now has been unaffected by terror attacks. There have hardly been any terror attacks in the area, and it is one of India's major tourist destinations. And we'll have to see how it pans out, the international implications and how it's going to affect the tourist trade.
The latest attack comes just over a week before India's foreign minister is due to visit Islamabad to review the 4-year-old peace process, his first visit since a new civilian government took over in Pakistan. It also comes just a few days after fresh firing along the border between the neighbours in disputed Kashmir, with India saying Islamist militants had been trying to sneak in. I'm Lydia O'Kane.